I'm Blanco the Ear. You're listening to Free Game Podcast.
Yo, it's the Banger Slinger. You're listening to the Free Game Producer Podcast.
It's Deborah Manis Gardner from DMG Clearances, and you are listening to Free Game Podcast.
Yo, it's good. It's your boy Fuse, Freeway Mafia, holding it down with the Free Game Podcast. Make sure you check it out.
What up, though? This is the Free Game Producer Podcast. My name is Brian Andre. I think this is episode 103, if I'm not mistaken. And I got the super producer, the big homie, the multi platinum producer in the building, Will Power. What up, homeboy?
What up, though?
That's funny. It's a blessing to be here. What you been up to, man? You all right? You good?
I'm good, man. Tired. Shit.
And I got the dopest podcast producer in the land and a dope producer from Columbus, Ohio, Miss London Elixir Knox.
Hey.
What up, London?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey. I'm good.
Yo, we all kind of tired. We need some energy up in here, man. We need to some jumping jacks or something, or
some strippers, man, or something.
Yeah, too. I agree.
It's one of those
that.
Days.
Off subject, Coco says she ready.
Hold on.
She got a mic.
I'll get my ass on this motherfucking podcast. Fuck this shit.
I just noticed that.
We don't have no guests. I'm the motherfucking guest.
That's hilarious. But right off the rip, man. Side note, shout out to Atlanta soccer team. Because they won a championship. I think it's like their first or second year in the league.
Yep.
And they won MLS championship. But I mentioned that because you mentioned strippers. And they took the doggone trophy to the strip club. And a stripper was giving a lap dance on the trophy.
Only in Atlanta, bro. You got to love it. That's Atlanta. It's totally Atlanta.
What kind of foolery is going on here?
Amazingness. ATL, shout out.
They played that on the news, too. They played the clip.
Come on.
The lady was like, it's blurred out. We can't show it. It's blurred out.
Yeah, everything was blurred except for the trophy. They had everything. The whole screen was blurred except for the trophy. ATL. You see little skin kind of dipping in and out. And I'm like, this is insane, man. So, yeah, man, what up? You know, we in the house, we in the building at the facility here, at the compound here, you know what I'm saying? Holiday time coming up, you know what I'm saying? We're wrapping up, you know, and we see a lot of end of the year lists going on. And I know usually in the past 2 years, we've always done our like little end of the year stuff at the very, very end, you know what I'm saying? And we gave our little top albums of the year and all that stuff. So we ain't gonna get into that now, but I find it interesting that everyone's doing that. You know, we talked about Complex Magazine last week. And now the Grammy nominations are out. You know, the deadline for that was, I think, the end of October, you know. Yes. I don't know if y'all had a chance to look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Checked it out.
Mm-hmm. But
congrats to all the homies that got Grammy nods.
We got a lot of producer friends and a lot of songwriter friends and engineer friends and all that stuff. Friends of the show and just people we know and people we admire who've got nominations. You know what I'm saying? But
kind
of
dope.
I wanted to kind of just, you know, get y'all take on some of this as my computer is like freezing up. I hate when that happens, but I want to get into these nominations because people were saying that, you know, there's always complaints about the nominations, but they were saying that this year it seems to be like a little equitable in terms of, you know, it's going to always be controversy and snubs, but it seems to be kind of decent this year. So I wanted to start off with the record of the year, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the difference between, you know, the song of the year, record of the year, and I know Will Power can speak to that being our resident dope producer, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the record of the year says awarded to artists and producers and recording engineers and mixers and mastering engineers.
Oh, so they up the stakes.
Yeah, for record of the year. So I like it with Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin.
Mm-hmm.
Brandi Carlile, The Joke. Childish Gambino, This Is America. Drake, God's Plan. Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. They must have just made it because that came out at the very, I think, October, I guess. All the Stars, SZA and Kendrick Lamar. Rockstar, Post Malone, and The Middle. Zed, that song is everywhere. Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
That song is like every story, I don't know. So those were the albums, the songs nominated for Record of the Year. So when you win that, of course, the engineers and all that.
That's very diverse.
Yeah, it is.
I think Cardo, Young Exclusive, and Boy Wonder's on God's Plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Donald Glover and his crew produced This Is America. Well, that's weird. I didn't know Ali mixed This Is America. But anyway, it's pretty cool.
They did that song, All the Stars. Soundwave did that one. So, you know, it's a pretty interesting. I don't know what y'all think about that, but album of the year, you had Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy, which by the way is a huge kind of like deal.
I told y'all this was gonna happen. I love it.
We had this conversation. Yeah.
But I'm just looking at the fact that like
I was proven wrong last week. I'm not wrong this week. I told y'all Cardi B.
Oh yeah, so
album of the year. You said that?
No, well,
no.
I
last think, week he's talking about what we.
I would put. Who's she up against for album of the year?
Oh, well, Brandi Carlile. By the way, I forgive you. Mm-hmm. Scorpion. Mm-hmm. Her album is up, and that's a surprise. That's just like a sleeper. Dope.
She yeah. probably won Window.
Post Malone, Beer Pongs, and Bentleys. That's who I think is going to probably win. Because that album had a huge impact.
Cardi B's going to win.
We'll see.
I think Cardi B's going to win.
And then Janelle Monáe, Dirty Computer, is nominated as well. Kacey Musgraves, Golden Hour. And the Black Panther soundtrack.
That's pretty good. That's Cardi B going.
Think so?
Yeah, man. The only thing in there. I mean, I hope anybody wins. It doesn't matter. They're all great, but I just feel like the ones that stand out the most would be Post Malone and Cardi B for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Post Malone probably got that one, but I don't know. I mean, if I had to vote, I'd probably vote the Post Malone album. Yeah. But
wasn't his record like number one for a crazy long time?
Yeah, like so is the album good? Because I only remember like a couple singles being decent, but none of them had the impact, in my opinion, that Cardi B's album had.
I don't know Post Malone. But here's the thing, though. Good is relative, and I'm just speaking as just an analyst of the culture. The impact of it, I would say, was huge. And that's in terms
more
of,
than Cardi, though? Because Cardi, bro, this was by far her year, bro.
Maybe a little more.
She had, like, what, 5 records in the top 10 all year, basically?
Pretty much.
I don't know. I mean,
5 records off the same album.
I think you can make an argument for either one. You know what I'm saying?
And if it comes down, well, we know it doesn't come down to popularity on this particular, like with the Grammys, but if it came down to that, she would definitely win. I don't know, man. It's great. This is like watching football, man. It's like,
really,
both teams are great. Both everybody's great.
I think
it's like, let's just see who pulled this off.
I think we need to do a serious Grammy party here at this facility, man. Like maybe get some, you know, big TVs in here, you know what I'm saying? Get some sponsors to serve us up and just like really celebrate the culture, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I think Cardi B's story, though, more than anything, to me, is just so phenomenal because a couple of years ago, I mean, she's really made history in terms of being a reality personality.
Yeah.
And not just making the music, but actually.
Cardi B's gonna win. She's got the better. It's out the park, bro. Like, it's number one is good enough to win. So we're not gonna even. For me, I don't even think that this is because was.
Let's not count on Drake Scorpion either. They had an impact.
Oh man, no! Anytime Drake is in there, he's in the running.
God's
let's not.
Plan, what's it? In My Feelings.
Yeah, I don't know. Kiki. I love him. I love those records. I love that whole album. However,
now I like Drake album the best. Probably I forgot. I like his album out of all the ones.
My favorite is Cardi B's. I don't know who's going to win, but
I'm rooting for
Cardi
on this one, man. I just think she's...
I don't root for nobody.
Like, she's going to win. Man, she got to win this thing, man. It just feels right to me.
Well, let's not stay there. It's because so many other... now, remember, we said record of the year.
And you know what would be crazy if she does win, though, man? Jay White is going to be... That's so dope for him. Because he was practically unknown last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now he's pretty much the most sought-out producer in the game right now. So that's pretty dope.
Are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
Now, here's the thing. who said record of the year a few minutes ago. Now we have song of the year. Now let's make that distinction. The song of the year is a songwriter's award. So in this case, producers, if you wrote music as a producer,
you're a songwriter.
You're a songwriter. But as far as engineers and all that stuff, that doesn't count. So song of the year is a song is eligible if it was first released, if it achieved prominence or whatever. Anyway, All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar and SZA, Booed Up. Shout out DJ Mustard, LMA.
That's probably a good one.
God's Plan.
That's a good one.
That's a huge impact, man. In My Blood, by Teddy Geiger.
Like it like
Scott
that.
Harris. No, it's not on here. It's not on Song of the Year.
So she didn't get anything for Song of the Year?
Mm-mm. In My Blood, The Joke, The Middle, Shallow, and This Is America. I'm gonna vote for God.
I just every time I think about the Grammys, dog. The Grammys, you know, yeah, it's a voting system, but let's just be real, man. Whenever somebody's rallying, they usually rally at the Grammys. Like Michael Jackson had that phenomenal rally 1 year. You know, Lauryn Hill rallied 1 year. Like people just be rallying.
Chance the Rapper,
yeah,
rallied years ago. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
it happens. But yeah, I think with God's Plan for me. I like the video so much.
The concept of the record was really everything.
You know, with the whole, and if you don't know, you can, you know, do your research. But he took the $1 million budget for the video, which is only Drake could get $1 million. Well, a few artists can get $1 million budget, like a handful of them. And he pretty much gave it away. Yeah. And they got the return on the money, obviously, because it was real big. So I wanted that one to win. Best New Artist, Chloe and Halle, Luke Combs, Greta Van Fleet, Her,
Dua Lipa.
I fucked that up, yeah. Margo Price, B.B. Risha, and Georgia Smith. Now, if anything, I would think Cardi B would belong. See, here's the thing. Last year, they had artists on there that weren't even new. And now, they don't even have Cardi B on there as a new one. You know? So if anything, she should win Best New Artist. And that's something I would fight for.
I don't know, bro. You know why? You know why? Because we keep forgetting, man, that, like, Bodak Yellow, man, was hot last year, bro. Like, so super hot last year. So she's technically not new this year.
Yeah, but they had such loose requirements. Because last year that we were saying about artists.
Yeah, but, like, Bodak Yellow, but we talking about Bodak Yellow being hot, like, the whole summer last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't even, it wasn't like she just kind of dropped in around October. No. Like, she was the summer record. Like, the year before that was All the Way Up, and then last year was totally Bodak Yellow.
And that's the Grammy time we're talking about. We're talking about October 17, October 18.
Nah, so. That's my point, though. My point is, last year she would have been in the new artist category because her record was hot the summer of last year.
Right, the summer of 2018.
No, she wasn't hot. That was
who you talking about?
2017. I'm talking about 2017.
Bodak Yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
This Bodak is 2018. Yellow.
Yeah, this is 2018. This summer, Like It Like That, and all that stuff was out. Her album came out this year, but Bodak Yellow, right, the song, like, well, that thing was hot.
She's
in 2017.
It's her first album.
I mean, we know she a new artist, but we know she doesn't qualify for it because she missed the first year of being
what
hot.
What I'm saying is, if you look at the way the Grammys do it, does it though? Because they've had artists in her same position, maybe even a little bit older, nominated. I think even one new artist. We talk about it every year, so it's just kind of.
But do you know that she wasn't nominated for new artist last year? Is my point.
I want to say she wasn't. I mean, we can probably look it up. I don't want to take the time to do it. I'm pretty sure she wasn't nominated last year.
I don't know. I would think she would, only because like that does make sense. You know what I'm saying? Last year in 2017, she was killing it. When roll around for the Grammys the next year, I mean, Bodak was definitely nominated on that year. So why wouldn't she? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's weird, man. But best R&B, what is this on here? R&B vocal, R&B performance. Toni Braxton got one for Longest I Live. These are actual songs. When you say performance, we're talking about performance on a song. So The Carters, Summer, which is a good record. Yoy, Leda Hathaway, Best Part from Her, and PJ Morgan, First Began. Best Traditional R&B Performance, Leon Bridges. I have no idea who he is. I should probably.
King R&B.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Bet Ain't Worth the Hand, Betty LeVette, Don't Fall Apart on Me Tonight. Major Honest, PJ Morton, How Deep Is Your Love? And Charlie Wilson, Made for Love.
Man, shout out to PJ Morton.
Yeah, getting them Grammys. Best R&B Song. Again, this is a Songwriters Award. Booed Up, of course. Come Through and Chill. That's Miguel and J. Cole. Feels Like Summer, Childish Gambino. Focus, which is her. And Toni Braxton, Long As I Live. Best Contemporary Album, Urban Album. And this is for albums containing at least 51% playing time of newly contemporary recorded vocal derivatives of R&B. So, whatever that means. The Carters, Everything Is Love. Chloe and Halle, The Kids Are Alright. Miguel, Warren Leisure. Michelle, she's still? Michelle.
Diaz Canachello.
Yeah, she's still kicking it. Okay. Her album, she get nominated for a Grammy. I didn't know she was still doing music. My mom used to listen to her big time when I was a kid. Yeah. Chris Dave and the Drumheads, self-titled album. Best R&B album, Toni Braxton, Sex and Cigarettes. Leon Bridges, Good Thing. Lil Hathaway, Honesty. Her and PJ Morton, Gumbo Unplugged Live. Best Rap Performance. Now, finally, this is something I could talk about. Best Rap Performance. Again, performance, right? Cardi B, Be Careful. She sang on that song, too, didn't she? She sang on
a
that song
bit and rap. Hook. Yeah.
And I thought, she liked her singing better than rapping, but that's a good song anyway. Nice For What, Drake. Pretty impactful song. King's Dead. Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, and Future. I don't like that. I think Future, I told you about that. I think
that la-dee-da-dee-da.
Yeah, that ruined the song, so whatever. Anyway, Bubbling, Anderson .Paak, and Sicko Mode. When did Travis Scott album come out? Was it August?
Yeah, like the beginning of September.
Okay, so we did make the okay. So that's interesting. Best Rap Song Performance. And this is weird. He had performance, not sung performance. I guess it says for a solo or collaborative performance containing both R&B and rap melodies. Interesting. Okay. Like I Do, Christina Aguilera and Gold Link. Never heard that song in my life. Pretty Little Fears, Black and J. Cole, which is real big. Yeah. This Is America, All the Stars, and Rockstar.
That Christina Aguilera and Gold Link record is actually super jamming.
I never heard it. I probably heard it and just didn't notice it. Okay.
What's it called? Super jamming.
Like I Do.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Best Rap Song, Songwriters Award. God's Plan, King's Dead, Lucky You. That's the M and Jordan Lucas. Sicko Mode. And Win from J-Rock.
No Kanye West nowhere on this.
I don't think he had any Grammys at all. I know Nas did. No, Nas did. No, I know Pusha T did. I'm going to get that in a second. Best Rap Album. Speaking of Kanye and good music. Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B. Mac Miller's Swimming, which is a good album. Victory Lap, Nipsey Hussle. Astroworld, Travis Scott. And Daytona, Pusha T. So those were in there.
Cardi B.
They might give her that one. I can see that. You know, personally, out of all these, I guess Daytona. But I liked, you know, I like some other stuff more. But we'll see how that works out. And those are like kind of the main ones. I don't want to go through all the country and all that.
Shout out to Pusha T though for finally getting that nod though.
Yeah,
working a long time to make that type of impact.
I'm disappointed that Teyana Taylor was nominated for an R&B album. You know what I'm saying? I think when you look at some of the ones that were nominated, I think, you know.
I didn't really like Teyana Taylor's that much.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was dope. I think a lot of the Kanye West MAGA Trump antics kind of like cost him some favor with the Grammy committee, you know, in terms of his whole squad, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think Pusha T's album was that critically acclaimed where they couldn't leave it off there. But if they could have, they would have left that off too, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, anyway, those are the Grammys, man. And just be motivated, you know. Wherever you live, you know, whatever section of the country you live in, there's a Grammy chapter. So if you heard some stuff and you, you know, kind of feel a way, you should get involved. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if you put out any commercial music within like the last 3 years, you should be able to go ahead and join your local Grammy chapter, you know what I'm saying, wherever you are. You know, we've had some of them on our show, so just look in our archives. But yeah, get involved with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Be motivated. You know, new music out, a few albums. Radrick Davis, aka Gucci Mane, dropped the Evil Genius album. You know what I'm saying? On Atlantic. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Done Deal, friend of the show. He's on there producing. OG Parker, Mari Beats, Bone the producer, Smash David, Earl the Pearl, Honorable Cino, also friend of the show, is on there. Southside, Metro Boomin, Quay Global, Murder Beats is on there. Soul Got Hits, Trey Pounds is on there. Lab Cook is on there. DJ Darrell is on there. Q Beats is on there, and Spiffy Logo is on there as well. You know what I'm saying? Pretty cool album. If you're a fan of Gucci, you will love that. XXXTentacion's posthumous album came out, which is a question mark. That's the name of it, I guess. Producers on there is Soiki Yaisen. Can't pronounce that right. Yes, it's a hell of a... Oh, no. Robert Soiki Yaisen is on there. And John Cunningham, Del Soda, TM88 is on there. Trey Pounds, P-Soul is on there. Z3N is on there as well. So shout out to that album. Yeah, I think they did a tribute concert to him in Miami.
What's the skin stuff that I've been seeing?
The what? That sounds familiar.
Like, Testosterone's got something that says skin. New promotion. I don't know what that is.
I seem like I know what you're talking about. It's on, it's, I don't know if it's a video. It's not a song on the album. Maybe it's an initiative or something, or a movie or something. I don't know. But get back with you on that, guys. Or y'all let us know. And then I wanted to talk about, ironically, man, we talk about our OGs, man. Ice Cube put an album on Interscope Records, actually, called Everything's Corrupt. You know what I'm saying? And I'm be honest, you have to really, really, really be like an old head to really enjoy this album. You know what I'm saying? It's real, like, nostalgic in terms of just delivery, just everything, you know. But shout out to the OG Cube. Production on here is from Take Underdo is on here. Sean Ski is on here. Bo James is on here. Big Soyge is on here. Sparks the Trackman is on here producing. Magneto 7 is on here producing as well. DJ Pooh. You know, if you're familiar with DJ Pooh, he does movies and stuff now, but he was actually a really, really dope producer first. I mean, Dr. Dre got his equipment from DJ Pooh when he started producing. You know what I'm saying? He produced Today Was a Good Day, you know, okay. Ice Cube's classic song. So he went back and got Pooh. So shout out to him.
Yeah, and Pooh wrote Friday.
Yeah, Pooh wrote Friday, and he was playing, I think it was Day Day, right? Day, the one that got beat up with the bike and the chain. You know, that's DJ Pooh. So cool to see him producing again.
You talking about Red?
He was the one who had his bike took all the time.
Yeah, Red.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, DJ Pooh. Day Day was...
Yeah, I was like, Day ain't had no bike. Sorry, it's fresh in my mind. Speaking of which, Friday is on Netflix now, so
yeah, it sure is.
That's crazy.
Watching that tonight.
Yeah,
about watch that tonight.
So yeah, but you know, we produce a podcast. So shout out DJ Pooh, he's on there. Him and Ice Cube back together. Fred Rec is on there, and EA Ski, another legendary producer. One of my goals for 2019 is to get more legends on the show. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple Atlanta legends that we are going to like release part of our interview of, because it kind of like got lost, but we got like that coming up, and we're gonna get some legends in 2019 to be on the show, you know what I'm saying, to just make sure everything is well balanced out here. So shout out to Ice Cube. Everything's Corrupt, man. That's all I got as far as new music and Grammys and all that, man. A lot of cool stuff is going on, you know, in the music industry and in the music business. You know, we appreciate everybody rocking with us, man, listening to all 102 episodes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how y'all feel.
Like it's cold outside. Nah, it's feeling good, man. We on one. Trying to round this year out, man. Let's get ready for 2019.
Any more information about this Willpower album?
It's coming. Just banging.
I saw you make some Instagram posts
about
an hour ago about artists that is just about to come out.
Yep. Got some heat coming this year. We getting ready to do something.
Anything you want to talk about?
Not right now. Not at all. Time to, you know, like it's that time of year, man. I just feel like it's time to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, set up for the next year, start planning.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no biggie. I'm ready.
And London, you got a single that's about to be on streaming platforms.
Yeah, so it's actually instrumental. So I guess we'll talk about it now. My Music Mondays that I do every week on Instagram and through my website, I'm moving those to streaming. So now I'll be releasing beats every single week, you know, on all streaming platforms. So go pre-save me on Spotify and check it out.
How do they find you on Spotify?
London Elixir, ELIXIR.
There it is, man. You know, you got a microphone, Coco. So you got any events coming up? Any DJing you doing? Any sound you doing? Since you got the mic, you want
to
tell everybody?
Right now, I'm just locked in with NFL. So wherever they put me, that's where I'm at.
The NFL, like National Football League?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I just, what was it, Tuesday? I just did some stuff with Jermaine Dupri, Chili and Andrew Young. Like, they got this dope ass promo that's finna come out.
And you recorded it?
I did all the sound for that for the Atlanta.
Okay. Mm.
Nice. Dope.
Sweet.
Congrats.
So, thank you.
So who's doper, us or Jermaine Dupri, as far as clients? I'm just playing.
Yo, believe it or not, he's hella cool to work with. Yes. I had a fun time working with him. He's really down to earth.
Dope.
Really
cool dope. Dude. Dope. Shout out to Jermaine Dupri. Let's see, can we get him on the show? You know him now, Coco. Let's make this happen.
Well, you know what? You just never know. Man.
Yeah, exactly. That's all good.
Well, listen,
what
man.
About you, B? What you got coming up?
I ain't telling nobody what I got coming up. But it's stuff coming up, though. I'm working, man.
Oh, secret ass.
Come
boy,
on,
man.
I ain't gonna access all our stuff. No,
I mentioned, I think last episode I ran down, you know, artists I'm working with. I think I even named their names.
Yeah.
I told you who I was working with, and nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
Still working on all that. Yeah.
One week later. There it is.
God bless, man. Free Game Podcast.
Bean.
We out. Peace.